From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The Brazos, another in the Rivers West series, this one by Jory Sherman. Now, let's begin with The Brazos. Chapter 1. The man on the dun horse, a sure-footed animal with a coat gray as steel, still shiny from winter, heard the far-off cries of pain and fear. He reined up to investigate the sounds and separate them into pieces that he might understand. The dun horse held its ground, its head still high, ears coned to twisting listening posts, with the fine hairs inside quivering like hundreds of tiny tuning forks. And John Tallman, a wanderer and adventurer, a man gorged on wild country as if the wilderness in him needed feeding and nurturing, heard the other sounds that seemed chilling beyond measurable degrees in such a warm climate. The yips and throaty cackles of warring Comanches with fleet horses and deadly weapons, gloating with the bloodlust of savage children turned loose on the world. Tallman twisted his head to stare over the dun's twin ears, which now held rigid on a straight path to the commotion, and tried to judge the distance across the harsh land dotted by mesquite, clumps of prickly pear, scattered oaks, and broad carpets of short, stubborn grass that grew where it could. Where rain sometimes ran along the ground, and wild deer fed nervously on stark open range. That's when Tallman heard the rifle crack, the stubby bark of a flintlock pistol, the sounds interspersed like peppery snatches of dialogue between screams and fighting yelps in...